87 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The number of Tennessee voters requesting a Democratic ballot in the primary elections is up from the last two midterms, and that growth has outpaced GOP turnout. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports on where Democrats and Republicans have made the greatest gains.
Both parties saw higher turnout than previous elections, up roughly 30% from the last midterm election and up slightly from the last open governor's race in 2018. Those primaries usually draw more voters. Compared to the last one, Democratic voters were up nearly 7% compared to Republican voters, less than 1% increase. Tennessee's redistricting push earlier this year may have boosted Democratic turnout. Counties that were split between different congressional districts account for some of the starkest gaps between Republican and Democratic voters. In Williamson County, once considered a Republican stronghold, the increase in Democratic voters was nearly double that of GOP voters. But the biggest explosion of Democratic voters was in Johnson City in the eastern corner of the state, up 116%. Despite that congressional district being one of the least affected during redistricting. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
Tennessee's midterm primary elections are happening tomorrow. If you're still studying the ballot, you can find our voter and candidate guides at WPLN.org/election. Our local newsroom experts expects results Thursday night after polls close at 7, and you'll be able to see the outcomes on our homepage, or you can follow us on social media. Residents of Rutherford County will soon be able to recycle their unwanted mattresses and box springs. Starting August 11th, the county has set up 4 drop-off locations. The idea is to keep these bulky items out of landfills to preserve space. About 15,000 to 20,000 mattresses are dumped at the county landfill every year, according to the nonprofit that will manage that program. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.